my mind, my friend, or my enemy. Mary was a young girl who had just turned as a teenager. She was a very active child in the areas of sports and education. Mary would often visit her grandparents every summer. This summer, Mary too paid a visit to her grandparents' house to stay with them for a week during her summer holidays. Mary and her grandparents would often explore around the city to the best of malls, cinema, and library. One such morning, Grandpa had planned her visit to the library. On hearing about that, Mary reluctantly said that she would want to give library a miss this time. On hearing her plans to give library a miss this time, Mary's grandfather told her, "Make your mind your friend and not your enemy." The sharp words of her grandfather grabbed Mary's immediate attention. She asked her grandfather, "My mind, how can it be my friend or my enemy at the same time?" Grandfather gave Mary a smile and said, "Well, Mary, it is for you to decide whether your mind is your friend or your enemy." Now, grandparents and Mary decided to go out for a movie and for some shopping instead, as Mary had planned it. Entire day while watching the movie, the sharp words of her grandfather kept hitting Mary's mind. "My mind, my friend, or my enemy?" She repeatedly kept asking herself this question, but could not get any answers. Post watching the movie, they again went out for shopping. But instead of being all excited to shop her favorite goodies, all that kept Mary's mind occupied was the question she had been seeking answer since the morning. While Mary and her grandparents were returning home, Mary again asked her grandfather, "Grandpa, what did you mean by make your mind your friend and not your enemy?" This time too, the grandfather just smiled and said that we have arrived at home. Let's quickly get back. On reaching home, Mary got busy helping her grandmother in the kitchen cooking dinner. She was now a teenager and had gained good knowledge of cooking to an extent from her mother. They quickly finished preparing the dinner. Mary and Grandma also laid the dinner table with all the things that were prepared by them. Grandfather also joined in helping them lay the dinner table. And then all three of them sat down to eat their dinner. As Mary was very hungry, she quickly grabbed all her favorites on the dinner plate and was all ready to eat. Mary was so hungry that she was eating as fast as she could. She was also the first one to complete her meal. Post completing her meal, she cleared up her dinner plate and ran back at the table again to join her grandparents who were still eating their dinner. As Mary sat down back again, she looked at her grandfather and this time also asked the question she had been seeking the answer throughout the day. Grandpa, is my mind my friend or my enemy? Well, grandfather could now see Mary's inquisitiveness. He replied, "Well, Mary, since how long have you been thinking about this?" Mary quickly answered, "Since morning." "How many times have you been asking yourself this question?" asked Grandpa. Mary replied, "Grandpa, several times I have asked my mind, but I have no accurate answer. And so, I would like to know from you, how can our mind be our friend and also our enemy?" Grandpa replied, "It is very simple, Mary. You have been thinking about this question since morning, as you had no good reason to occupy your mind into. Also, tell me one more thing. Did you think about this question while watching the movie?" asked Grandpa. Mary replied, "Yes, Grandpa, I surely did." "Did you also think about this while shopping?" asked Grandpa again. To this, Mary again replied, "Yes, Grandpa, I did." "Also, while traveling, you were thinking about this question. Am I right, Mary?" "Yes, Grandpa," Mary quickly answered. "Now, my last question. Did you think about this question while you and Grandma were cooking?" To this, Mary replied, "No, Grandpa. And while you were eating the food?" Mary again replied, "No, Grandpa." But now, again, after finishing your meal, you have the question. This time, Mary just looked at Grandpa. "Well, Mary, you have already answered your own question." To this, Mary was a little confused as to she herself had no answer. Then how was it possible that she had answered? Looking at Mary, all confused, Grandfather smiled again and said, "Mary, all this while you were thinking about this question, doing the things you had no previous knowledge about. But as you were cooking, you were all engrossed and also have cooked good food, as you have had good experience and knowledge about the same. When you sat at the dinner table, I saw you eating as fast as you could, and I also assumed you were all hungry. And since You had all your favorites. You were hungry and gobbled it down as quickly as you could. So, dear, when you skipped on visiting the library earlier this morning, my meant was to go there, grab a book, and we would do some reading there, or we could borrow one and read it later during your free time and would continue with your other plans for the day. Reading keeps your mind occupied. It gives you knowledge, experience, and also some true stories you must be aware of. All the while, your mind was empty. You were thinking about this question and also doubting yourself. That time, your mind was acting like your enemy. It was not letting you enjoy at all, but instead was making you doubt your own self. When our mind is occupied in things we do, we like, and in a very positive way, it becomes our friend. Reading is just one way of making your mind occupied and make it your friend. Like that, you can also do various other things like singing, dancing, learning a new language, playing a good sport, and many such activities that will just not keep you active but also your mind active. This will lead your mind becoming your best friend. The more you keep it idle and do the things that you are not interested in, it will only make you doubt or raise various questions, and this way your mind becomes your own enemy. Mary was all amazed listening to her grandfather, and she had learned a very important lesson of how her mind can be her friend or her enemy.